Live out in College Park, Maryland. We're supporting the Big Ten Abbott Blood Drive. A lot more information on the website. Schools can win $1 million and support the largest blood shortage in American history. Joining us right now, talking football, a guy that I know loves the burgundy and gold, Coach Mike Locksley. How are you, Lox?
What's going on, JP? B. Mitch, what's up, fella?
What's up, brother?
All right, so Lox is obviously head coach of the Terps football program, and you were at the game last night, right, at the Commanders game?
Yeah, you know, had a meeting set up already with Jason Wright, the bye week. We have a bye week this week, so it gave me an opportunity. I got up to a Raven game the last bye week and got over to see the Commanders for the first time this year. And you know what? It's a bad weekend for me when we lose and then the Commanders lose, because I grew up a Commander fan. And
sure.
To be able to see them win the way they did at the end of it and see the excitement there at FedEx Field was great. It helped lift my spirits after, laying an egg up there in Minnesota.
So sure.
It's good to see that one.
Yeah.
You've probably been on both sides of that, you know, as a coach.
Have you?
When it worked for you, how is that feeling, and when it works against you?
Unfortunately for me, the first thing that came to my mind was, where was the person that should have been boxing out?
That's what
receiver?
I want to talk to you is like the coaching aspect
and
of this
so
thing.
Every Friday, we part of my Nick Saban recipe, we go over end of game situations like that. Mm-hmm. And the number one rule for the defensive guys is put a body on every eligible receiver down there. There should be nobody without a body on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you can't do is have multiple guys going up after the ball. You want one guy to go and kind of swat it down. And, you know, on the offensive side, you want to build the triangle around the jumper.
Yeah.
And they want to fight just like a basketball drill. Used to do the basketball box out drills. Mm-hmm. They're fighting to get inside position, and the ball gets thrown deep enough, high enough. One guy's going up to catch the ball. He's not going up to tip it. And then once he goes to catch it, if he can control it, he can. If not, you expect the ball to be tipped in the air, and that's where the box out guys and mm-hmm. they wrestle and find it, man. It blew my mind. I saw both sides of it, and I've, as a coach, you hate it for the Bears. As a Commander fan, I loved it. Great execution. Jaden, he held the ball long enough to allow them to get down the field to make that throw. So,
let me ask you this question. Your player is doing what that kid Tyree was doing.
Stevenson.
How would you handle that?
I mean, obviously in college we can't cut guys. I mean, but that to me is – that's the generation that we're coaching though now. And mm-hmm. They see it on the NFL and you know, they start – they do it and they think it's cute. And Nick Saban had a thing that he used to say, it gets you when it gets you. Well, that's what it means, because here he is. The game is not over. You play until there's zero time left on the clock. You're celebrating early. You're distracted. And now you don't get your job done, and people lose jobs for it. Coaches lose jobs for mistakes like that, and it's just, you know, this is the world that we progress to, because now we're paying players at this level to do your job, and it used to be I have to teach him off of film, and that's what we're still kind of doing, mm-hmm. where I'm going to have to use that example. And, again, unfortunately for them, that's going to be on my tape today for my team of an example of, hey, fellas, like, learn from his mistake.
There you go.
Right here. This is what costs you games, jobs, and opportunities. And, you know, unfortunately, he has to be the guy to learn from it. But we're going to learn from his mistake. I can tell you that. The Terps will.
Oh, yeah.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, talking with Mike Locksley, Maryland football head coach. Obviously, the Hail Mary is going to get all the attention, right? Deservedly so. But the pass
play before got out of bounds.
Yeah.
Started running for 10 yards. You can't run for 10 yards in 2 seconds. And so, again, end of game situations, you work on those. We call those church situations, where when you catch it, you go down and declare down ASAP to give us a chance. Unbelievable execution. Coach Quinn and his staff had those guys well prepared for end of the game plays, and to see it operated that way as a coach was, and I was on hand to see it firsthand. It made me feel good to see that part.
Yeah. I mean, also, how do the Bears let him get to the sideline?
There's always the other side of it, and that's where I'm sure they got coaches, too, that teach their guys to not allow and to box it. I know we've got calls where we turn our backs to the sideline to not allow it. And now it's a matter of however old they are in the NFL, I'd always say 18 to 22-year-olds doing it exactly how you tell them to do it. And it didn't get executed. And again, that's the learning curve. That's where you got to show it on tape now. And unfortunately, the next time I would imagine that the guy will make the play that he's supposed to make.
Yeah, if he just keep his mind on the field.
No, 100%.
He was too busy. 100%. He was too busy arguing with people that's not playing.
Yeah. What did Jaden Daniels show you last night that maybe you hadn't seen yet? Not just the ability, but the guts, man.
Well, I mean, the big thing for me is I remember him in college, the transfer from Arizona State, then he went to LSU. I hadn't seen him play because, as you know, I got my own issues over here in Terpsville.
Yeah.
And need to get those things corrected on my end. But what I saw yesterday is exactly why the fan base in this area is really, really excited about the Commanders, because you've got a kid that's as a rookie that has the mind of a coach but the skill of a player. I always say that's the job of a quarterback, to think like me but have the ability to make the plays that are there to be made. And I had a chance to watch him, and I watched him closely yesterday, and he's playing as if he's a veteran, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, minus I like to see him get out of bounds and maybe not take some extra hits a lot of times because, you know, he was faster than most of the guys in college, and now you got DNs that can run with you. We just got to keep him healthy, man.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me yesterday, man, we drafted a veteran.
that's what it looked like. The way
Zach Ertz in the locker room last night went on, like, not a rant, but he made a big point of saying, stop calling him a rookie quarterback. I get that it's his first year, but the way he plays is not indicative.
Well, he's
of
after that third game already, so they don't see a rookie anymore.
That's right. Lox, as somebody who grew up here, went to games at RFK, like, understands what this thing is, what it can be, unfortunately what it became for a while. How close to back does kind of burgundy and gold fandom feel?
I mean, I tried to stay extra to allow that traffic to get out, man. They didn't leave. And, I mean, it's like the old RFK, man, when B. Mitch used to pull in that little parking lot down there.
Yeah.
Him and some of those veteran guys, man. But it was a great feeling, man. And it, for me, it was really rewarding to see that type of support. And I know what that organization has gone through, man, because I've lived it as a fan. And again, I'm over here, you know, I'm the little brother right down the street, and I'm like, that's that energy and that atmosphere I felt yesterday. I would love to see it here in Terpsville. And, you know, I know we got some work to do. We're growing this team. We got a really good team. We're just young in the wrong areas, O-line and corner, that we're going to keep coaching
and fixing. Because you keep sending them to the pros.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but you know what have you done for me lately?
I know.
What have you done for me lately?
Not on this program, so you know that.
No, I know that. Y'all get ball. I worked with y'all, remember?
Yeah, sure.
That was like 10 years ago, the pandemic.
It feels like a long time ago,
it
man.
Does. But like, younger players, you get the win against USC, and then boom, like, you got to keep them that consistency.
Yeah, the consistency.
Be focused.
That's the last thing to come, man. I sat in church. I go to Zion Church, and Pastor Battle, he must have read my mind, because he had a sermon yesterday about just patience and how hard it is.
Yes.
And sometimes you got to allow things to grow, and I want it as fast and as bad, man, to build on the momentum of a big win against SC here in Terpsville, and then to go up to Minnesota and just, you know. But I'm watching these young players, man. They're continuing to, you know, you learn from the scars, not from the wounds.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There
the scars are healed, and I feel good because I know where it came from and why.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're still in the wound stage of it healing, and it's each week the consistency for me as a coach is what we're fighting our butts off to try to get out of this team. And I'm not down on it.
Can't be down. You got four, especially coming off three straight bowl wins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be some rebuilding years. And word on the street I just heard is whoever this freshman quarterback coming next year is supposed to be outrageous.
Yeah, I
don't know if we're talking about that or not.
Yeah,
but
I can't comment on those things.
Yeah.
I got one right now that's one of the top 10 in the country, and I got to get him back playing at a higher level than we played on Saturday.
He's a tough kid, too.
Tough,
which
man.
I truly appreciate about Billy.
One doubt, 100%.
But speaking about tough. You got four left, two on the road. You know where their two road trips are? Four games left, two road trips. At Oregon, at Penn State. Damn.
Hey, that's Big Ten football.
Yeah, that's it, brother.
We got to come up with solutions. And, you know, to me, we've got a week to get healthy. We were a little banged up last week. You know, we lost a lot of production in Glenn Miller and Kellen Wyatt not being able to play for us on defense. And we're still not there. When you lose that type of production on defense and you replace it with freshmen,
yeah,
young guys,
sure.
Number 10 out there, Trey Reddick, who is going to be a bright star for us here in the future. You know, we were down three guys, nickel. Judah Jenkins gets thrown out for targeting. Glenn Miller is the starting nickel. Now we got our third nickel out there. Get some guys healthy. So the bye week couldn't have come at a better time for us. And you know what? We have enough talent. The talent gap part of it, it's just me getting these guys to play more experienced, play smarter. You know, we got to limit those explosives on the defensive side of the ball.
Sure.
And then offensively, just get the consistency of our decision making.
Lox, thank you for joining
us, coach.
Man.
Come on, man. Always appreciate y'all, man.
Safe travels to Oregon. That's no joke.
Got
travel
a couple weeks, man. Let me get us healthy here this week. Get a few practices in.
Get healthy. Get
no out, man.
Stay out of Bentley's and in the training room. That's my advice to the Terps.
Hey, man. Don't piss John Brown off.
Coach Lox, we appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you.
Coming up at noon, Joe Theismann joins the program.